in our minds that is wrong. Wrong ideas about God, wrong understanding about God. You have to have a teacher. You have to have a church. You cannot, no matter how smart you are, you cannot, by wisdom, by man's wisdom, understand. And sometimes people hear one little thing, and it triggers them off because they were taught so many wrong stuff. So they hear something, and they get all excited. And you have to sit down. You have to be faithful to church to really understand. You have to take it serious because it's serious. It is serious. It's your salvation. You have to realize that is your life. This is your life. He said, no. Yes, this is your life. It's your eternal life. This is what you need. You need this book. You need this book more than you need your necessary food. This is meat. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You need this book. You have to have it in your heart. That's why God gave us. See, God gave us this book, so we would have an understanding of this book. Now, I want to. The Apostle Paul was such a great man. In the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, this man was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the church, the disciples, against the saints. He witnessed the eighth chapter, the stoning of Stephen. And he was so upset with the church that he received letters from the high priest to go to Damascus, is it, in the ninth chapter, to arrest and persecute the saints in verse 10 in chapter 9, is it, of the book of Acts. So, in verse 4. Okay, the ninth chapter of the book of Acts. And on his way to Damascus, the Lord met him. And Paul's life was changed. He found the will of God for his life. In the ninth chapter of the book of Acts. In verse, for time, go down to verse 15. In verse 15 of Acts chapter 9. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way. That's when he's sending this disciple to, was it Ananias, to go and meet and pray for, at this time he was Saul. And Ananias did not really want to go because he has heard all of these things that this man was doing to the church. Didn't want to go. But he said here, but the Lord said unto him, and you can read all of the chapters on your own time. Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. Now remember, Paul did not choose God. He was fighting the same chapter. He was fighting the church. He was against the church, against the work of God. And he was against Christ. But here in verse 15, he said he was a chosen vessel unto me. Here is what he was chosen for. To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Now, Paul did not choose this. This was appointed, chosen, ordained of God for the life of Paul. And you can see the result. We're feeling and we are benefiting from this man right now. Because he went far hence among the Gentiles. He brought the gospel to the Gentiles. Now, the point is that he did not choose God, but he was chosen by the Lord. Now, the Lord did not ask Saul or Paul, but the Lord chose them to send them to the Gentiles, the kings, and to the children of Israel. See, I want to show you that when God chose you for something, you can run, but you can't hide. He said, I don't have to do it. Well, you will resist the Lord with much pain and much suffering. Like Jonah. Now, so Ananias went in verse 16. In verse 16, the Lord said, he said, for I will show him how great thing he must suffer for my name's sake. And he did. It did. You know the story and the suffering, shipwrecks of Saul, Paul. Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, had sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. What a God. What an awesome God. You see, because we limit God. We limit God to ourselves and our situation and our circumstances, and we make God look so small. He couldn't do it. Now, if Saul of Tarsus at this time, he was later changed to Paul, here is free will, right? His plans was to destroy and stop the work of Christ. He did. He started. He was consenting to the death of Stephen. He received a letter from the high priest to go to Damascus and arrest the saints of God to destroy the church. This is Paul. Saul was doing that. But on his way, he had a letter in his pocket. But on his way, the overriding will of God, he was going. He had his day. God never stopped him. But the overriding will of God, he was chosen of God from before the foundation of the world. He wasn't just chosen when he left to go to Damascus. He was chosen at the same time Jeremiah was chosen. Amen. When you and I, we were chosen in Christ. Yes. Ephesians 1 verse 4. From the foundation of the world. Now you said, well, how did God do that? I'm asking you the same question. How did God do that? Because he's God. And the scripture says that known unto God are all his works from the foundation or before the foundation of the world. Known unto God. And he finishes all of his works. Now this man was chosen to go to the Gentiles. My point is, why did not the Gentiles come to God? But why did God have to send Paul to them? I mean, they had free will. They could have come. The kings, children of Israel, the Gentiles. But Paul was chosen to go to them. Amen. He was chosen by God to go to them. You see, you didn't come to Christ. It's Christ who came to us. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. He said, but Pastor, I must work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. But you need to read the rest of the scripture. It said, but it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You couldn't do anything unless God did it for you. Welcome back. You couldn't do it unless God did it for you. You had to be led and be touched by God. So Paul, was chosen by God to go to the Gentiles. Hold your finger here and go to the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 13. Go down to verse 48. Acts 13. Yes, verse 48. Read verse 47. For so at the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles. Here it is, Paul's talking still. A light to the Gentiles. See, he's doing his job, what he was chosen for. A light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And, read loud, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. Underline this here. Underline this part. And as many, do you have that in your Bible? Do you have a Bible? Is that right? Is that right? And as many as were ordained to eternal life. Ordained to eternal life. Believe. That's powerful. Praise God. The scripture said, known unto God are all these works from the foundation of the world. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And let me just read the rest of it. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the vote and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. But they But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came unto Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Now you see, God raised up a man. He was ordained for this job. He didn't volunteer. But he was chosen from before the foundation of the world to take the gospel to the Gentiles. I mean, it was in the plan of God that the Gentiles would receive the word of God. Go to Malachi chapter 1, the last book of the Bible, in the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 1 tells us from the rising of the sun. What verse? When the Lord was speaking that from the, is it chapter 1? From the rising of the sun, his name would be great among the Gentiles. Yes, in verse 11. Look at Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. Let's read. For from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. I mean, when this prophecy went forth, I mean, the Gentiles on a whole was not calling on God. A few, but not many. But here's a prophecy that from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof of the same, my name, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And every place incense shall be offered unto my name. And a pure offering. Look at that. And a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the Gentiles. It said, even but the Gentiles, said the Lord of hosts. Is that prophecy being fulfilled?
Yes.
Wouldn't you say God is an awesome God?
Yes, he is.
Malachi to Matthew was what? About 400 years. This prophecy was. It's about 400 years. And here's the word said from the rising of the sun, even to the going down thereof, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. See? We are right now in the times of the Gentiles. And I know all over the world, people are worshiping God, praising God every day, morning, noon, and night. But you can also look at this scripture as a prophecy. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. See, this is the old gospel age. When Jesus Christ came, when he was born and he died, what happened? The people that sat in darkness saw great light. See, the Son of Righteousness began to rise. When he died on that cross, light, truth, light. He's the light. Light came to us. Light came to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
From the rising of the sun When they lift up Christ on that cross, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Righteousness begin to flow to the ends of the earth, to the going down thereof. All of this Gentile age, we have truth. We have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, oh, the word of God is wonderful.
Yes.
Now, back to, go to Acts the 26th chapter, the same Paul, fulfilling the calling. In the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, and Paul was testifying. Let me start at verse 12 because he is testifying before the kings. Whereupon, as I went, he's giving his testimony now. You can read the rest. He said, whereupon, as I went to Damascus, you remember? Chapter 8, Damascus. With authority, the letter in his pocket, he's giving his testimony. And commission from the chief priests at midday. O king, is he testifying before kings? I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun. Now, this was the Son of Righteousness.
Amen.
Arise with healing in his wings. Yes. Paul saw him.
Yes.
He's still shining. Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
He says that above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journey with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice. Verse. I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul. Why persecutest thou me? You see, when what was he doing? He was persecuting the saints of God, the church. And therefore he was persecuting Christ. Why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. It's hard. You see, it's hard to fight. In other words, now he's going to find out the will of God for his life. See, and Jesus was letting him know, I've chosen you. I've called you. And you can kick, but you're the one that's going to get hurt. It is hard to kick against the will of God. It is hard to kick against the purpose of God for your life. When you do that, it's like thorns. Or you can kick. Oh, you got free will to kick. But he has free will to release the pricks. He said it's hard to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. See who he was persecuting, the saints? But rise and stand upon thy feet. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? You? Or the Lord? Who's in charge? I won't. I'll do it my way. I will go if I will. Really? It's hard to kick against the pricks. But rise and stand up on thy feet. For, well, you should be shouting. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. He didn't say to ask you if you want to do something for me, for the Lord. Do you want to volunteer? Paul, Saul, I need you to stop persecuting the saints, and I need you to help my work in Jerusalem, or to reach out. He didn't do that. See, God doesn't work that way. When he said, Jonah, go to Nineveh, that's what he means. Oh, he tried to buy a ticket to go the other way, but he couldn't. And Saul had authority from the chief priests. But now here's another higher authority, and the great high priest. Giving him a commission. Why he was created. Why he was here anyway. In the first place. Why are you here? He said that. Here's the reason why I've appeared unto thee for this purpose. To make thee a minister and a witness. Both of these things which thou hast seen. And those things in the which I will appear unto thee. In other words, you still have to grow. You still have some more maturing. So he had to sit with the other disciples and mature. Of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, but I'm going to send you back to them. I'm going to equip you because you're chosen to go to the Gentiles and the kings and Israel. But I'm going to give you the message that you were chosen for. And then I will send you back to them. Here's the message. That he got it right then. He knew right then. Look at what he was called for. Look at what he was called for. Read it.
To open their eyes.
To what?
To open their eyes.
To open
their eyes.
You mean that all of the Gentiles were blind? You mean they were blind? They couldn't see? No, they were not. Are you blind? You can see, right? But they were blind towards God. Spiritually. They couldn't come to God. They could see naturally, but they did not know their way to God. How come, if they had free will, why didn't they go to God? Why didn't the Gentiles and the kings and even Israel go to God? Why would God have to raise up a man, equip that man, and send him to the Gentiles? Here it says, to open their eyes. Here's his mission now. To open their eyes. And why didn't they turn themselves? They could not. Because it's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. See, to turn them from darkness. What darkness was that?
From Satan.
You mean the darkness outside? You mean the darkness when you turn on the light? No, it's the ignorance, the blindness of the mind. Lacking knowledge of God, lacking knowledge and understanding of God. Paul was raised up not because a Gentile or even the kings or Israel had free will to come to God. They could not. But Paul, Saul, was raised up of God to open their eyes spiritually. How do you get somebody's eyes open? With the Word of God. See, there has to be a word that pull back the veil and the scales and the darkness and the blindness from our hearts and our minds. So that's why he's given to the church apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers for the perfecting of the saints, to bring them out of darkness till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. To open their eyes and to turn them, look at that, to turn them from darkness to light. Turn them from darkness, look at that, satanic, evil, ignorance. The people that sat in darkness saw great light. Amen. You are the light of the world. You know when you tell somebody about Jesus, you're the light. And you got to keep telling them because they're still in darkness. But they think, many of them think that they have light. They think they know it and already have it. Because it's spiritual blindness. And they cannot understand. So Paul was sent to turn them from darkness. From being children of darkness to become children of light. And from darkness to light and from the power. Wow. Something has to be broken. Do you think that you just come, get it quick, and you're gone? Or somebody stand there and give you a word, and you're gone, and that's it, it's broken? No. It's not by might, not by power, but it's by my spirit. It's a knowledge where you've got to become wise as a serpent. And if you don't have the knowledge, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge of God, the wiles of the devil, He'll outsmart you every day. He says that they may receive from the power of Satan unto God. So somebody, if they had free will, why didn't they do that? Turn themselves from Satan to God. No, it had to be a ministry that had the mind of God. Right. A ministry that was called of God, raised up of God, ordained of God, from before the foundation of the world to do such a job. Yes. Your salvation is important. I mean, you're careful of the doctor that you pick, right? You're careful of the school that you go. You're careful of even the neighborhood you live in. The car you drive. Make sure you have brakes. So what about your salvation? What's more important? How come many times we are so careless? We are careful about what hospital we go. Don't take me to that one. But here was a man that had the knowledge, chosen of God. Do you see? He was chosen of God. He never chose himself. He was a vessel prepared of God, by God, to turn the Gentiles to God. that they, read it slow, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. You know, the way we make it so, oh, just say a few words and then that's it. You're saved. And go to the church of your choice. It's like a baby being born last night. Okay, they're born last night. So you tell them to just go to the mother of their choice. Or to the home or to the school of their choice or whatever. They're just born as newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the word of God that they might grow. It's not that little baby pick out the church and say, go to the church of your choice. They don't know nothing. Because you're mixing up the understanding of the natural man with the understanding now of the newborn babe. They might be a 50-year-old man, naturally, but spiritually, they're only a few hours. They don't know. Natural wisdom does not give you spiritual understanding. You've got to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So when God sent Paul to the Gentiles, it what? Look at the word. To open their eyes until they begin to know and see and become wise and could tell the difference between good and evil. Amen. Between God and Satan.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
To turn them, this powerful word. How? To turn them from darkness. It's not an easy job. To light. Because when we're filled up with darkness and you got to go and put light in there and they become rebellious. It's too bright. You might shine it too bright. They might get an understanding or a revelation too much. Oh, and they go blind in it. Or choke. See? They still on the milk. But I've been going to church for 20 years. Still on the milk. Never grow up. Still touchy. Let the pastor say something. Still touchy. Still moody. Still full of pride. As soon as their guard goes up. Now, a man of God's got to have wisdom how to get around those guards and to penetrate the conscience. Where that person become pricked to the heart. Because you come to church, and as soon as the word, you put your guard up, and you haven't heard a thing. You know, you put a defense up against the word of God. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not going to hear. Well, I'm here, but I'm not here. And when the word of God goes, you check out. So you're sitting here, but you're home cooking your supper. Because you're not hearing a thing. Now he says, to turn them from darkness. How long? What he's saying, Satan is darkness. The world is dark. And now you've got to turn them to Jesus, the light. From darkness to light. Who's the light? Who is the light? And from the power, notice, you've got to take away the power of Satan. From them, that's attacking power, and harm them with the weapons, the armor of God, from the power of Satan. Well, what are the you know the weapons of the devil? The scripture tells you all these weapons that the devil have, these defenses the devil have, these excuses the devil have. You get to the place where you take away all of the armors of the devil.
Yes. Amen.
You show me that church.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it says. Unless you take away the armor of the devil, it's hard. And then you close them with the armor of God. You don't put the armor of God over the armor of darkness. You got to take away that one first. And you begin, oh, no, 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 pastor. That's not so. No, 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 no. Oh, oh, you brother, I'm fine. Lying like a... I mean, the word of God go for it, they duck and hang there and under the chair. How do you do that? When they're always running. They will not sit in church long enough to hear the word of God. Running. You have to turn them from the power of Satan unto God. This man was equipped of God.
Hallelujah.
That, hallelujah. That they may receive
forgiveness.
What?
Forgiveness.
But I thought that you receive forgiveness first. That's not what it said up there. Can you read? Look at all the things that you have to do. That they may receive forgiveness of sins. And, you know, we're so untaught that we need to sit down and hear the word of God. Because we think that we can just make a deal with God. We put some offering in and he give us a bigger one. We give this and we get that. No, that's not the way it works. Look. Receive forgiveness of sins and
inheritance.
There's an inheritance among those which are sanctified. So what the man of God does, he preaches a message that sanctifies the saints. In other words, they're set apart. They're justified. They're sanctified. They're washed, they're delivered, they're redeemed. The power of the devil is broken out of their minds. The yoke of bondage is destroyed. You get in there and you break the power of the devil. From the power, behold, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. You bind the devil, rebuke the devil. But that church, those people must really want to be delivered. Don't just run and lay your hands on somebody and say, I'm going to pray and cast the devil out of you. They might not want the devil out. They might like those devils. So you have to check first and make sure that they're not in love with Satan. Because he says men love darkness rather than light. Because their deeds are evil. See, some people love darkness more than light. They want it. They don't want to give it up. But there's got to be a ministry that break the powers of Satan. Where's that scripture?